Welcome to the Take Six Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to another edition of the Take Six Podcast. We're doing an emergency Leafs podcast today because some big news broke. I'm your host, Hunter Surplus. It's going to be just me for most of this show, but for a little bit, I'm going to be having our very own Evan Kielhauer on to talk this big news. So what's this big news that everybody is talking about? Well, Jake Muzzin, the LA Kings top four defenseman, was traded to the Toronto Maple Leafs for Carl Gunnarsson, Sean Durzi, and a 2019 first round pick. Now you might be asking, who is Carl Grunstrom and who are Sean Durzi? Well, Sean Durzi's a half decent player, defenseman, but he's unsigned. He's not technically a member of the Toronto Maple Leafs. So in reality, we didn't have to give all that much up to get this top defenseman who in the most likely scenario will be playing on the top line either with Riley or Gardner to help us on the defensive end, because that's exactly what he is. Jake Muzzin is a very defensive player. He is the perfect guy to pair with two very fantastically gifted offensive defensemen. He's a very good stay-at-home guy. He plays tight into the net. He doesn't let a lot of goals in. He hits all the time. I think his stat is 111. And on a team that has been so bad this year in the LA Kings, he is a plus 10 on that end. He also plays about 21 minutes for that team, which is quite a few. He's only got 21 points, but like I said, we're going to get those points coming in from, you know, whether he's paired with Gardner or Riley. And I think this is a good thing because it's going to let them freewheel a little bit when they're paired with him and they're out there. The Leafs have been looking to get a right defenseman pretty much the entire season. As far as I can remember back in this season, the Leafs have been looking to pick up a right-handed defenseman. And the main guys were basically Pietrangelo from St. Louis, Muzzin from LA, and then Parayko also from St. Louis. But both Parayko and Pietrangelo were probably warranting too much at this time to give up and still be a very good cup contender, whether it be Kapanen or Nylander or what have you. But this seems like the absolute perfect pickup in this scenario because, A, like I said off the top here, they didn't have to give up all that much, and B, this is the right time because they've been in a bit of a rut, both offensively and defensively, and maybe you can get a little bit less pressure on the offensive guys and the defensive guys to play that really hard defense when you have a guy like Muzzin out there. Hopefully Muzzin will be able to play the role that Dion Phaneuf was supposed to play with a little bit less offense when he came into Toronto. Dion Phaneuf, when he came in from Calgary, was known as this big hitting guy, will be able to lock down on defense and put in a few goals with his extremely nice shot. Now, Muzzin doesn't necessarily have that fantastic shot, but he can still put up goals, especially if he's going to be playing on the talented Leafs power play that they have. You know, any defenseman in the NHL nowadays is going to be able to take a hard slap shot and hopefully locate it in a half-decent place to get the puck in the net, or at least get a good scoring chance for your forwards in front. Now, on the defensive end, I think this is a massive upgrade from what they would be having out there, such as Marinchin or Hainsey or Zaitsev or Oshiganov, and hopefully he'll be able to take minutes off of all of those guys because of that high minute load that I was talking about earlier. So those are kind of my thoughts on this trade. I'm very happy with it. I love what Kyle Dubas was able to do with this trade, able to get a very, very solid stay-at-home defenseman to keep Frederik Andersen away from having to make 100,000 saves in the rest of this season. So now we are going to get on the phone with Evan Kielhauer and see what he has to think about the whole situation. All right, so we've got Evan Kielhauer on the line, as I just said. Evan, buddy, how are you doing?
Not too bad, man. Just trying to survive this crazy snowstorm that's hit Waterloo.
Yeah, we've got the snow here as well, and it is crazy is the absolutely perfect word for it, man. I'm really hoping my classes are canceled tomorrow.
Yeah, big time, man.
So, like I have been talking about solo here for a little bit, the Leafs made a very big trade for a right defenseman, which it is about time that they made that trade. Evan Kielhauer, Jake Muzzin is now a Leaf, and we didn't really have to touch our roster at all. How do you feel about this?
Oh, buddy, brings a smile to my face, you know? Like, it's about time. You know, we were speculating and have been talking about, you know, who the Leafs might be making a run for on the blue line as far as trades go. And I think this Jake Muzzin pickup is great. Like, I don't see any real problems with it. Yeah, he's a solid defenseman. I haven't watched, I don't think, a single Kings game all year. So, but you know, from the numbers and looking at, you know, kind of what he's done this year, I'm impressed to be plus 10 on the Kings. That's impressive this year. So, I think it'll be good to see him up on the first or the second line with hopefully Morgs, and we can shuffle Haynes year round, you know.
Yeah, I think he's definitely going to be playing with Morgs, no doubt, just because Morgs is that big offensive defenseman, and I think it'll give him a little bit more of control when he's going up and going into the offensive zone with the rest of the forward unit, knowing that you've got a guy like Jake Muzzin back there going to be playing solid defense. And one of my favorite things about Muzzin is that he's a big hitter. This guy loves it. He's already got 111 hits on the season. And I saw a video on Twitter basically of a compilation of Jake Muzzin hits, and it was phenomenal. Like, they are bone crunching hits. And like I said before you came on here, was that I think that this Muzzin pickup is going to hopefully affect us the way that we thought Dion Phaneuf was going to affect us, just without the offense. Do you think that's a fantastic pickup for the Leafs or what?
Yeah, man. Like, you're hitting the nail on the head. Like, he is a great, solid pickup for the Leafs. And yeah, they need a physical body on the ice that you know, is able to slow down the other team, or, you know, maybe some of the other forwards are gonna be, you know, looking in their rearview mirror for Jake Muzzin if they know he's gonna crush him. And and yeah, just like glancing quickly at his stats when I saw the trade, you know, he's got over like 90 plus block shots too. Like, that's solid. That's what the Leafs need, is guys willing to, you know, sacrifice the body to get in front of a puck like that, and sacrifice the body if it means crushing another guy to make a good play.
Yeah, and the guy is able to play on both the power play and the penalty kill. So hopefully adding him into that power play, because the penalty kill is already been fantastic this season, but if you add him into that power play unit that has been struggling so much, maybe he can at least give a little bit of reassurance in terms of passing on that unit, whether it's the first or second unit, probably the second unit. It give a little bit of more reassurance. Every, you know, defenseman nowadays has a bomb when it comes to slap shots, so being able to take that shot isn't really much of a concern, but at least being back there, and the guy's won a cup. He played, I think he said 23 minutes that year when the LA Kings won their last cup, which is not a little amount of minutes for a good defenseman on a team that won the cup. So I think having that experience and having that, you know, feeling of actually a guy who's won something in the league on your team is going to help this young Leafs team, I should say, very, very immensely when it comes playoff time. And also, one last thing I think that we should touch on is how this is going to affect both Boston series and Tampa Bay series if we do end up meeting either one or both of them in the playoffs. So, in terms of Boston, obviously the toughness is a fantastic fit for them, but I almost like this fit a little bit more when they are playing a team like Tampa Bay, because Tampa Bay is so skilled offensively, and they've been able to just blow by, or when they're hot, they'll be able to blow by Riley, Garner, Oshiganov, Zaitsev, Dermott, whoever is out there, they're going to be able to score on. And I think that Muzzin is going to help that a lot, and at least maybe hit Kucherov, maybe break Stamkos' collarbone or something like that. And when it comes down to playoff time, which series do you think would be affected more when it comes down to a tough defenseman on your team?
Oh, man. I think Jake Muzzin is, honestly, like, I do agree with having a good defenseman trying to slow down that run-and-gun Tampa team, but Like, Boston just has our number, you know? Like, I'm more worried about meeting Boston in the playoffs than I am Tampa, like, as crazy as that sounds, just because Boston plays so well against Toronto, and they just, especially postseason, seem to crush the hopes and dreams of Leafs fans everywhere. So I think if you add another tough, gritty defenseman, somebody who's fast, somebody who can move the puck well and, you know, won't panic under pressure, and I think his playoff experience, like you mentioned, is going to be huge for the Leafs. I guess inexperienced postseason dressing room kind of. I think having a guy who's been around is definitely gonna help the team, because you know, it's a different game as soon as the playoffs start, you know, and having a guy who's won the cup and made that entire run, yeah, that's gonna be huge. But I think I have to like, yeah, I gotta go with the Boston on that one.
Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head there when you were talking about the playoff success against Boston, but also the grittiness of Muzzin will be able to help against a line like that Bergeron and Pasternak line when they're so skilled offensively, but they'll also hit your guys in the corner and win almost every puck battle in the corner when it's a guy like Gardner out there. But when you got a guy like Muzzin out there to kind of hold down the fort against a good team like Boston, I think they're in a way better position than they were yesterday or early this morning before they made this trade. Lastly, I want to kind of get into, I said lastly on the last point, but this one I've been browsing his stats here a little bit, but I want to talk about his giveaway to takeaway ratio is very ugly. In his career, he's got about four giveaways for every takeaway that he has, and I don't know whether that's his style of play. Like you said, you don't really watch a whole lot of Jake Muzzin, but is that something, bit of a concern for you when it comes to giveaway takeaway?
Judging by those stats, it sounds like he's already been a Leaf for a while. But you know what? It's hard to say because in a league that's this fast with so many good offensive players, you know, I'd like to see the stats on like the top defensemen in the league. Maybe give me if we were to see like the top 15 or top 10 defensemen, see what their giveaway to takeaway ratio would be. I'd be interested to see that. But you know what? It's hard to say. I'm gonna try to blame a lot on the Kings' struggles this season. That might be skewing those numbers.
I think that's safe to say.
Too concerned. I don't know if I'm really that worried about it.
Yeah,
we already have a couple puck returns.
Yeah, I'm not too concerned about it either. And what I really like about this guy is his defensive point share here. Basically, the number of points contributed, you know, by a player due to his defense. Is 4.0, last year 4.8, in 2015-16, 4.8. The guy is an absolute animal when it comes to the defensive end. He really knows how to play the game well. He knows how to be physical. All the stuff that we've mentioned basically means that he's going to add exactly what the Leafs need. You know, he's going to be able to play for a team that needs defense, and I'm sure he's going to get a lot of minutes when it comes to Babcock playing this guy, because when you're given this many minutes to Hainsey and this many minutes to Dermott and Oshiganov and Zaitsev, you're going to need to get a guy out there who knows how to play a defensive role well, which is going to be really nice. And I think they got him early enough in the season where they're going to be able to create a very good chemistry between him and Riley or him and Gardner or whoever they're going to play him with. And I think also they're going to be able to you kind of play with the lines a little bit, see who they like, see who should be playing with this guy, and maybe if he's going to jump on the power play unit there, they can get a little bit more practice in with that group as well, maybe a little bit more chemistry with a guy like Frederik Andersen, where he's going to be having to stop a lot of pucks if Muzzin does have as many giveaways as it's looked like he's had so far this year. But all in all, I think this is a pretty good place to end. If you were to grade this trade here, Evan Kielhauer, what grade are you giving it? A to F, what do you think?
A to F? I would say, considering on what we had to give, to acquire Jake Muzzin, and considering what the Leafs needed, and the moves they had to make on the by the trade deadline, I would say an A minus. You know, there were some defensemen that I was looking at, maybe make a move for one of the Anaheim defensemen or somebody on San Jose. I'm completely blanking on names right now, but I'm going to give it an A.
Yeah, I totally agree. And considering the rumors swirling around Pietrangelo and Parayko and those guys from Anaheim that you were talking about, I think that this is probably the best bang for your buck, so to speak, as we would have gotten. Because if you're giving up stuff for Pietrangelo, it's probably going to be a guy like Kapanen or one of our younger good guys like Sandin in the AHL right now. But in reality, this pickup was essentially for nothing. We didn't have to get rid of anybody from our roster, our Maple Leafs roster, and we didn't have to give up any real meaningful prospects in return. And to be honest with you, what is a 26th overall pick in the NHL draft? What does that really mean to a team? Like, ours is going to be 26th at the least, if not 28th, 29th, 30th, right? So if you look at it in that sense, like, that's chump change to the Leafs as of right now. You want to win a cup. I think Jake Muzzin is just as good of a pickup as you could have gotten for what you gave up. And I'm going to give this one an A as well, because it was perfect. It was a perfect trade by Kyle Dubas.
Mm-hmm. Dubas, that guy's he's impressive.
I like to think he knows what he's doing out there, and it seems like he does, for sure. It definitely seems like he knows what he's doing out there. So, Evan Kielhauer, thank you for joining me on this very exciting Monday, January 28th. If you guys want to go to takesix.org, you can now subscribe to the website. You can get some email notifications whenever a post is up. You can get notified when I post this podcast, although you will be hearing this after you listen to it, so that doesn't make sense. But anyways, you can get notifications whenever we post anything, whenever you want to look at stuff, just go into your email box instead of having to type in that lengthy takesix.org. Thank you, Evan Kielhauer. Thank you, Kyle Dubas. And welcome to the Leafs, Jake Muzzin.